What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What happened with the pilot?
So when we shot the sizzle, Lisa was just basically like, she called a staff meeting and we're like, what is this about? We didn't know what it was about. We thought it was just going to be about the lounge because the lounge hadn't opened yet. She had just done the second season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And so she called this meeting and then basically pulls the switch, the bait and switch. And she's like, actually, we are going to shoot a little show here, pilot, whatever you want to call it, with all of you or whoever wants to be on it. And at that point, me and Stassi and Chris and all looked at each other. We're like, oh, okay. And then, yeah, we all sat down kind of individually and chatted with Lisa and Guillermo and Natalie. And they were asking us, like, so who do you like? Who do you hate? Who have you hooked up with? Who, you know, just all those like kind of questions about everybody else that we worked with.
Did Lisa have an idea that there was all this stuff happening?
No one did. I mean, even Guillermo, who, like, he might have had some kind of idea, but I don't think they knew the extent of it. So we shot that fall of 2011. I lied. So it wasn't 2010. It's 2011. We shot it at the end of that. And then 2012, that summer, we shot the first season. And then it premiered in 2013.
And it got picked up, and was everybody just pumped about it?
We didn't know what to expect. I mean, we were excited. We're like, yeah, this is going to be fun. But I think we just were kind of like, you know what? Like, we only get one chance to make a really good show. So I think we just need to, like, fully commit and just be totally just open and give, you know, leave it all on the floor. Because we don't know if it's going to be successful if we get another season, so we may as well just try to make the best show possible.
I think that's what's so cool about Vanderpump is you guys do that. Like, there's nothing hidden behind the doors. Like, yeah. You guys open everything.
We didn't really have to try. We were like, let's just try not to act or be any way. Let's just do, like, we already, prior to that, had everything that you saw, plus more. All the drama, all the heart, all the tears, all the fighting, all the fun. So we're like, let's just do what we've been doing in front of cameras.
At what point did you realize it was going to stick around?
At no point.
Still, even now?
Even now.
Really?
Yeah, there's no job security with reality TV. Honestly, I think for at least the first 3 or 4 years, I was like, I really hope they bring me back.
As a member on the cast.
As a cast member. Because you could come back and not be
prominent,
or they could demote you, or they could cut you back in terms of pay, you know. And when you, it's really demanding in terms of your schedule and your time. And when you're broke and having to supplement income and every which way you possibly can think of, but still want to participate with all your friends on a show, it can be really scary. So
this is the first season now where you're single on the show.
I mean, yeah, technically last season I was, but I mean, when you're going through the first initial stage of divorce and breaking up with somebody, you're still attached to that person in that relationship. It wasn't an easy process, even though I was technically single. This is the first season I think I've been fully like embracing that life.
And what does that mean for the new season coming up?
It means you're going to see a very different side of me. And I think, well, in general, just aside from the show, but just in the stage of my life, I think I was much more open to dating and really, truly meeting someone and being available to actually like have feelings for someone and really wanting to date someone. I think that first year I was kind of like, I'm down to have fun and put myself out there to like just being with another person, you know, in some kind of capacity, but not really. I didn't want anything from anybody. I was like, do not catch feelings from me because I don't have those to give back to you. But this year I was just like, you know what? I think I could have feelings for someone. And I caught feelings a few times for sure.
Are you on the dating apps?
No.
Can you be?
I could if I wanted. It's kind of a lie. I did Hinge when I went to Europe last, like, springtime. I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm willing to, like, put myself out there on this thing because it's, like, another country. I'm not going to, like, find or get matched with anybody I know. And I just thought it would be, like, a fun thing to try out. But I don't know. I just...
Any successes?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was fun. I don't know. But here, I don't know.
Yeah, what is dating like in LA now?
Ugh, terrible. Last time I was single, the dating apps didn't exist. It was not a thing. You just met people the old-fashioned way, like just out in the wild. I like to meet people, yeah, just in real life or through friends or referrals, recommendations, that kind of thing, because I don't know. I just feel like what I hear from everybody, what I've been hearing from my friends throughout the years is just that it's just really daunting on the apps. So why put myself through that?
It's a lot.
I don't know. I just think if you meet somebody in real life, you're going to know right away if you have a connection. And I think that just kind of like cuts out all that like time spent trying to talk to somebody. Not that that doesn't happen anyway, because I do meet people through like Instagram, through the DMs. You know?
And then what does a date with you look like? Are you going out to dinner? Is it drinks?
Depends on the person. I mean, I've done all the dates. You know, I've had dinner, I've had drinks, I've had coffee, I've had, you know, like all the standard whatever kind of dates. There hasn't been a lot of second dates.
I mean, that's what my single friends say around here, because I never really had a date in LA. So I feel like, at least from a girl's perspective, it's so much harder.
Do you know what the problem is too? I keep meeting people that don't live in LA.
Oh,
like they might be here, but they're like, LA's not their like their home,
right?
And I'm fine with that. Like, I don't necessarily need to meet someone that like I don't mind doing like a long distance thing, but it's getting, you know, someone that's down to commit to that process of it all.
What's it like when you tell them that you're on a reality show?
Either they know because...
The referral.
A friend kind of like gives them a heads up and lets them know. Or it's like if I meet them through like Instagram, it's the information's kind of there a little bit.
Yeah. You and DM people?
I have.
Whoa.
I know. It's fun. Why not? I don't know. What's the worst that's going to happen? They never open it. Or... they just don't reply. Or
were there any long shots with anybody, like Chris Hemsworth?
No, but
you should reach for the stars.
Chris Hemsworth, isn't he married though?
Yeah,
I would never anyone that's married. No, and that's the one thing that you have to do is you really have to kind of sometimes comb through to try to find a sign of like a girlfriend or a wife, because I would never want to like slide in if there's somebody, you know, that'd be treacherous, but but yeah, I mean, there's definitely been a couple, and I did get replies, but not, it didn't really go anywhere.
Right.
It was just like, hi, how you doing? And then that's it.
Is there anything else in the new season that you're dreading for it to come out? The reality TV, like, you live this headache, and now it's going to surface again.
I used to feel that way, but there's no sense in I don't know. And sometimes I worry about the wrong thing. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, that's going to be scary. And then it comes out, and it's received really, really well. And so I think it's better just to live in the truth and just own it. You know, I think, like, when I, in the past, when I talked about, like, abortion and things like that, like, I was like a little nervous about that, because it's something that can be, you just don't know how people are going to react or respond to it, because it's, you know, it's a bit of a heavier subject. But it was received so wonderful, I think. Like, people were really kind and reached out, and, like, it was actually a really nice thing. But this season, I don't know. I mean, again, you're just going to see a very different side of me. And I think there might be some things that people witness that they, like, again, I'm kind of just, like, doing my thing and very unapologetic about it, because I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it.
Do you have, like, a new go, like, fuck it attitude?
Of course. I think.
Because this is your time to shine.
Yeah. I mean, literally, I just want to do, like, my thing, and I don't really want to apologize for wanting to live my best life. And I think, who knows how long this stage in my life is gonna last, so why not have fun and say yes to things and just do what feels good for myself in the at that moment and the time. And I don't want to like hurt anyone, I don't want to offend anyone, but, and I'm trying to make the choices accordingly, but at the end of the day, like, sorry, not sorry.
How does that work if something really cool happens? You're like, oh, this would be great on camera. Do you call the producer and they're like, okay, we got to film this?
If there's something that I really want to do that I think would be really great for the show, you know, the season. I mean, we often talk about, like, hey, like, what sort of plans do you have coming up? Or is there anything that you think would be really great that you want to do, like, with any of your friends? Like, we'll talk about those kind of things to see if we can work it into the season or something. So we have those kind of talks just ahead of time. Or if there is something that comes up that it's like, hey, like, there's this thing happening in a couple weeks that, like, I would really like to do. Can we maybe film it or something? So, of course, because if it's something I would already be doing, why not try to film it, you know? But, I mean, I don't try to, like, manufacture, like, straight up stories or manipulate other people or
Thing. But, like, let's say you, like, a new mini golf place opened up and you wanted to go do that. And, like,
oh, for sure.
So, because even when you guys go to restaurants, like, the camera crew's there and then it catches you guys pulling up. Like, how much notice is there before, like, these things happen?
Oh, they have to get notice because they have to get permits. And those can take, I mean, they can sometimes get permits and those things relatively quickly. But other, depending on where in the city it is, I think it can take a little longer. I don't know those logistics. I'm not the one that has to usually go through that process. But there definitely needs to be a little bit of time, I think.
Yeah. With last season, the Scandoval,
mm-hmm.
that blew up
mm-hmm.
everywhere. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised at how big it blew up?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, once I kind of, like, started processing it, because, of course, we were all rocked by it. You know, even though I had suspicions, once it's, like, confirmed.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no
English translations, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweight's podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And then details start coming out. It is just so upsetting and just kind of hard to process, you know? So, but the more attention it got, it just was like, in every single day, I mean, it just, there was something else and something else, and it was being broadcast somewhere else or picked up somewhere else. And you're just like, this is crazy. It just like kept going and going. And I just, but I think, you know, being inside of it, it was hard to kind of sometimes step outside and try to like see it from other angles. What even though I could. That? Well, I mean, like I could take an objective viewpoint of it and kind of try to see it from the way that other people would look at it. And it was a very interesting kind of like the voyeuristic aspect of it and why people were so intrigued by it all, even though I was more in it. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the group chat amongst you guys just like, look where it just blew up here. Like, this is nuts. Like, all eyes on us right now. This is crazy.
I don't know that there's necessarily like a group chat. there were several chats happening for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about it because my friends were like obsessed and they thought this was crazy and they were explaining like everything. And then before you know it, Tom was on Special Forces, and I was excited for that show. I found out he started fighting Nick Vial, and all this stuff happening.
Yeah, I remember when I found out Nick was going to do that, I was like, oh my God. Yeah, because I had been talking about everything like with him for months.
With Nick Vial?
Mm-hmm.
About doing a podcast?
No, I mean, a little bit, because, you know, he just as a friend, I was asking advice about podcasts and what, you know, I should do and where I should go with it all. But I had become, you know, friends with him and his fiance, Natalie. And so we would just like go grab drinks, you know, and that was in the midst of all this stuff happening. So I just was like kind of, I would just be talking life stuff about and everything. And then when I found out that he was going to be doing Special Forces, I was like, wow.
And he did it.
I'm like, I want to be just like in his pocket, witnessing just what's going on.
Did you watch the whole show?
No.
Oh, okay. There's a crazy bee scene where he gets stung.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely tried, but I mean, it just, sometimes too much TV happens and I just can't.
Do you have, with that, do you ever watch back Vanderpump?
I do. I mean, I don't want to say like we have to, but like we should be. We definitely.
Like what made the cut?
Yeah, I like to know because I don't film with everybody. And so
it's like a recap, yeah.
I need to know like what's being said and what, you know, like what I filmed actually makes it into. We film hours and days, and we film for 9 weeks. And so I as much as I can think back and remember what was going on during that time, I still don't know like what is going to like make it into the show. And so when we're doing stuff like the reunion, or if I'm going to do like Watch Robins Live, or if I'm going to do any kind of press and I'm getting asked questions about what I thought, you know, about this particular scene or what someone said, I don't want to look like a dummy. Like I need to like have an informed opinion. So yeah, I like to watch it back.
What was your whole background? You were working at a record label prior?
No, I was working at Sir. I mean, my background's always been in service, industry, restaurant after restaurant after restaurant.
What was the best one you ever worked at?
I mean, Sir's definitely been my favorite. I met some of my best friends there, and it just really like was a fun ass place to work. I've worked at so many places where it was like either very corporate or just a lot of like rules, or like the uniform sucked, or it just wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't fun, but like Sir was just really like a cool ass place to work.
Did Lisa Vanderpump make that environment?
I mean, it was definitely a combination of, you know, Natalie and Guillermo really like have that cool like European, South American, Argentine like sort of vibe to them that they definitely wanted to like bring into that restaurant. And then when they partnered with like Lisa, it just like elevated it as well.
So you were doing the servicing.
And then and I was also like acting and doing that stuff on the side. But then I was kind of like, you know what, I want to really kind of switch gears. So I was like, I've always really been curious about the, you know, business side of music industry, not an artist myself. So I was like, I want to get an internship at a record label, see what that's about, see where I could fit into that world. So I took.
Were you living in LA at that time?
Yeah. Yeah. I moved to LA in 2006. Okay. So I've been here forever. But so in 2011, yeah, I got an internship at Warner Brother Records, and I was doing that for a whole summer and working at Sir. And I loved it. So after my internship was wrapping up, I was like, well, because I was in the A&R departments and also then would sub in their publishing departments. And I was like, that's really kind of cool, like publishing and licensing, like getting music placed in television or commercials, or, you know, even like music supervision would have been really cool as well. So after that was done, I was like, I should try to get work at like a publishing house. So when I was actively pursuing looking for work there, that's when the show opportunity presented itself.
If the show wasn't happening now, do you think you'd go back to that?
Probably, yeah.
That'd be mm-hmm. so cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's like definitely the only other area of interest that I have that I could really see myself working and enjoying life.
And then what other bands do you like?
What bands like don't I like? I mean, definitely my biggest area of music and interest in genre-wise is the rock, alternative, hard rock, metal.
Metal?
Yeah, new metal.
Like who?
Well, okay, my newest favorite band this past year has been Sleep Token.
Oh, I don't even know them.
They're so good.
Sleep Token. Mm-hmm. Do you like Neck Deep?
Yeah.
Okay, Water Parks?
Yes.
Busted? That's like a deep cut.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know them?
Yeah.
From the UK?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Blink?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
This is probably one of my favorites.
Oh, Coheed. Did you go to Warped Tour?
Of course. Did I go to Warped Tour? I got gum stuck in my head watching, or some girls put gum in my ponytail when I was watching Coheed, because I don't know, I was like standing in front of her.
Did you mosh with her? Knock her out?
No, I was just like standing there watching it. And I was just like, went like this to my ponytail and she put gum in it. But yeah, Coheed. I mean, obviously, like My Chem was a big one.
Do you still work at the restaurant now?
No.
What do you do?
I haven't worked there for a number of years.
What do you do in your free time?
Listen to music, go to shows, you know.
Are you at a concert like every week?
No, I mean, there was like a period of time because everyone went on tour. Everyone was on tour at the same time this past pretty much spring through fall. And so I was trying to like go to shows as often as I could, but I was filming a lot of the from July till like September. So I was trying to catch everybody when I could.
At a show.
If they would let, I don't know.
No, they probably wouldn't.
I know. So yeah, there was one time where I went to like 3 shows in a weekend. It was pretty intense. I went to Senses Fail, Coheed, and then I went to like Sleep Token.
Oh, I did an interview with Senses Fail like 15 years ago. With Buddy.
I love Buddy. I just saw him last week, but.
Is there anything that you don't want to show on the show? Or do you feel like since you've already opened yourself up so much?
I know, because there's times where I'm just like, it would be like nice to have a little tiny nugget that's just for me.
Do you have nuggets?
I have friendships that are not on the show. So like there's like those relationships that are, you know, it's not that they're private, but yeah, I have various friendships or relationships that are not necessarily on the show. So you don't see every person I know. So that's nice to have those kind of things, I guess, that are separate. But I don't know. I've been pretty open about a lot of areas of my life, a lot of intimate areas of my life, especially my last relationship. And that's kind of scary. So,
do you think you'd ever do that again?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to probably have that type of definitely a more unique situation that Tom was so much of a prevalent person on the show. He was a main cast member. So he had as much of a responsibility or obligation to be as open as I was. So therefore, our relationship became much more of an open thing to be discussed and picked apart and judged by every person else on the show. So when, you know, I don't know that if I met somebody tomorrow and even if they did film a little bit that they would be that in that same position or that I'd really want that. Not that I want to, because it can be frustrating when someone has, you know, a significant other that they bring around or, you know, but they don't want to talk about it or they want to keep private. And I'm over here like just getting blasted, you know, and I'm like, oh, how nice to have your private life. And you get to come here and talk about my relationship and what I have going on, but you get to keep yours separate. You know, like, that could be a frustrating thing. But, you know, if that person, they don't, you know, they didn't necessarily sign up for it. But sometimes dating someone on a reality show,
it was like the perfect formula to have that.
I don't know.
Just because you were both there from the start and yeah.
Yeah. But we didn't know. The show could have gone on for 2-3 seasons.
Do you ever watch back key moments from there?
I mean, not on purpose.
Like it just stumbles upon TikTok?
Yeah, sometimes there'll be stuff on social media that gets reposted, or sometimes there'll be like an episode that's replaying on TV, and I'll like turn it on. I'll be like, what season is this? And there'll be stuff I totally forgot about, and I'll watch it, and I'm just like, this is so funny, or this is traumatizing. I don't know. You know, it's wild to have this like highlight reel of your life, and you're just a different person. I was talking about it with Dana, who hosts my podcast with me, and it's just like I've had like many software updates since then, and you just watch it and you're just like, this is immortalized. Like this part of my life, this person I was, is like just lives on TV, you know, so people turn it on and they don't maybe don't realize, or unless they really do the research, that this was 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 7 years ago. It's not really me today.
And then on top of that, if people just stop watching and they just see you from season five, is that weird when people come up to you and only know you for like a certain moment from seasons ago?
I don't know, because I don't, they don't always specify like, hey, I haven't watched you since 2015.
Right.
You know? But I mean, I guess it would be. I mean, I would hope that people would be practicing some discernment, or, you know, be able to like.
Because people who come up to me, they'll know me from like errors of videos that I did from like years ago.
Right.
And it's like, oh, that was like so long ago. So does that happen with reality TV where people know you from those kind of moments?
For sure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Like, I love that proposal. The wedding was beautiful.
Yeah, I think there's definitely like standout stuff for them, or they'll ask about certain things, or they'll be like, oh, your blonde hair. And I'm like, that was 2013.
You dyed
like,
it.
That was like that was over a decade ago. Like, I mean, just imagine the stuff you were doing over 10 years ago. And if somebody was bringing it up to you today, just anybody, you're like, I mean, but it was moments for them that stood out for them. They were like big, you know, I don't know. It's just, I can't blame them, because it was entertainment. It was fun for them. It was stuff that stuck with them. So like, why not bring it up, I guess? But for me, it's just like, I've lived so much more life than what they witnessed on the show that it's more weird for me, I guess. But it's fun for them, so.
What made you want to do a sandwich shop?
And
when's it opening?
Oh my god, that is a $1 million question. So the sandwich shop was something that, you know, Tom and I had talked about. But honestly, because I've spent majority of my life, and especially adult life, working in service industry, I'm like, why not do something that I already know, like it's like my life experience essentially, but do it on like a smaller scale, like not do a full ass restaurant or bar or anything like that. And I just like the kind of quaintness of it. I love like the Nancy Meyers movies where, you know, they have like their bookshop or their bakery or their cafe or the, you know, coffee shop. It's giving, you know, main character energy vibes, like lead female, you know, meets the guy coming in off the street and they fall in love. Those are the vibes. So, but I just like thought it would just be like something really lovely to like give myself something to like work on and do and have purpose. And I was feeling like very lost and directionless, honestly. Like, and I think sometimes we all feel that way. Sometimes you're just like, what do I want to do next? I'm someone that likes to kind of pivot when I feel like something isn't really bringing me joy. And this made me really excited, and I really wanted to pursue it. And so now, I mean, people had always said, like, opening any kind of restaurant, any kind of food service establishment is the most difficult thing you can do, and they are not wrong. Especially in West Hollywood, because West Hollywood is its own universe. They play by their own rules.
Where are you opening it?
It's on Robertson, right by Sir.
Oh, cool.
Like, literally 3 doors up.
My friend opened up, do you know Dobrik's, the pizza place? on Sunset?
Oh, I've driven by that.
Next to Saddle.
Yeah.
So the guy who opened it used to be on the podcast with me, but he would always explain about how West Hollywood would take forever with the permits and getting people out and getting approvals. And if you want to change one thing, mm-hmm. then it costs so much money to try and change.
Yeah. So, and because they're going to be doing in this next, I don't know, supposedly this year, we'll see. They're going to be kind of rezoning, or not rezoning, they're doing something to the sidewalks. They want to make it more pedestrian-like or pedestrian-friendly or walking street. I'm not entirely sure. They don't really give us too much information. There was a patio, like a build-out patio off the property, and that was a lot of the appeal of the place. And so they're like, you're gonna need to remove it.
They took it away?
Well, we went back and forth with them for a really long time because we're like, well, can we just keep it? And then when that time comes, like 60 days out, we'll take it out. And we went back and forth for literally months, and eventually just came down to the fact of like, it's gotta go. And so it wasn't like we couldn't even have any kind of health inspection until that was decided. And so then once we started our inspections, that kicked off a whole set of just repairs and fixing this and fixing that. And then every time they come out, then it's like another 2 months of like before they get back again.
How often are you there?
I mean, I'm there like because I'll meet up with, we have somebody that's like kind of our manager, that is facilitating a lot of the
site manager.
Yeah, that's working with the contractor, that's in touch with the fire department and the health department and doing all those things. So I'll go there and like meet with him and just talk about everything that's happening. Like, so it's not just the two of us. Obviously, like we need people that are helping us.
Do you have the menu already made?
Yeah. Like we're essentially like ready once we have all of our permits. So right now it's just we're waiting to get the actual physical copies of all of the permits that we needed in order to give to the health department, and then we can get that from them. So it is a constant state of limbo of waiting on someone else. It's like red tape, then waiting for this person, and then waiting for this person, and waiting for that, and then yeah.
Did you watch The Bear?
I haven't watched the second season, but I did, yeah.
Second season's so good.
I know, but I'm just behind.
I know. You gotta catch up.
Yeah, I know.
What else do you watch?
What have I watched?
Do you watch Saltburn?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I loved it. It was such a horny-ass movie. I loved it.
You watched the new Hunger Games?
No.
That was a really good one.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that there was new Hunger Games. People were talking about it. I'm like, are we talking about, like... But the thing is, if it doesn't have Liam and...
I didn't like him in it.
Jennifer Lawrence and, you know, there's... I just... I don't like when they, like, do, a, like, a reboot or, like, a sequel decades later. Not decades,
it's a prequel.
You know? Oh, it's a prequel. Well, that's how they're like, it's not a sequel, it's a prequel, so we don't need anybody else because this is before them. It's like... Sure. No.
So what else do you watch?
Pretty much everything that comes out on Netflix. What did I recently... Oh, I watched... Oh, that was okay. I don't even need to talk about that. But what have I recently watched? Stuff on Bravo. I watched like Salt Lake Housewives. I'm watching some Southern Charm.
Who's your favorite character on there?
On which one?
Either.
This season on Salt Lake it kind of like varied week to week. Like everyone was having like, that's, I kind of like it when it does that though.
Do you try and pick it apart?
No, well, not too much. I don't know. I watch these shows very differently than other people watch them.
Why?
Because I do reality TV.
Right. So are you like constantly like, oh, this, they did that on purpose? Like they set that shot up?
No, because I'm like, I'm looking at it from like their perspectives. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, well, I'm like, I have a feeling they're probably, I'm like, we haven't really heard their side very much. And I have a feeling that was probably like, we're probably not getting their side because they're getting, I feel like they're kind of getting the villain out of it right now. You know, like we're only hearing like them attack. I don't know.
Are you fun to watch it with? Or are you picking that apart?
No, I'm just thinking it. This is all internal.
Okay.
But I'm also like friends with several of the people on Salt Lake, so I can't pick a favorite. But like, I felt like week to week there was a lot of, I don't know. Anyways,
how was BravoCon?
That was crazy. It was really, it was nuts because they did it in Vegas this year, so I felt like it was even bigger. But I feel like Vegas is like much more equipped to handle that kind of crowd. Like New York, it felt like it was like a little bit
stuffier.
Yeah, and I just feel like as far as the crowds and kind of maneuvering and getting around, like it felt like very, like, what is the word I'm trying to think of? I felt like in Vegas it was just like much more open and like the, like it just was big, like it was more spaced out. I don't know how to describe.
Did you network with anybody?
Network.
Meet anybody you wanted to?
I met someone like the housewives from Dubai for the first time.
Are they crazy rich?
I think they're like so like fabulous. I don't know. And then the women from Married to Medicine, and then it's just nice to see people that you just don't normally ever see. Because, I mean, as much as I'm friendly with the Southern Charm people or the, obviously, the Summer House kids, and I'll see them, like, when I go to New York or when they come to L.A., there's other people that I never, ever really get to see that I might have met at one point. I'm trying to... There's so many people in Bravo, but, like... But it's just nice to like get in the room with everybody, or that I have like reached out because they watch the show and then I get to like meet them for the first time. I don't know.
Did you get mobbed? Swarmed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you like that?
No. No, because I feel like it's hard to like really take time to say hello to people and be very intentional with your hellos and pictures and everything like that, because then it's just one person and then the next person and the next person. You'd like, I don't even know where to focus like my eyes, and then you have security and they're kind of just like trying to like move you along, and it's just, it feels like it's just not a natural way to say hello. Or it's just that was a newer thing this year, let's put it that way.
Right. Is it weird doing a panel in front of a live audience?
I mean, well, we've done them in the past.
For the recaps, right?
So every year we've done a panel at BravoCon. So, but this one was probably the biggest. I think there was probably at least 8,000 people in the room.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
Do you get nervous in front of that?
Not really, because it's almost like with the point where it's like it's so many like people. It's just like, no.
It's just like a sea. You're not locking eyes with people.
No. I don't know. At this point, I don't know.
What's your relationship with Andy Cohen?
I love Andy. I think he's just great. I think he's a really cool guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have like a, we're not like tight, you know. But I mean, at this point, it's been so many years. I feel like.
Does he ever call you like, Katie? That was nuts.
No. But he was really great. Like when we were looking to hire some people for the sandwich shop, he reached out and recommended somebody that he knew. And he's like, he's a very like supportive person. Like he like really roots for everybody. It's really nice.
What's going to be your role at the sandwich shop when it opens?
I'm eat.
Food taste tester.
Yeah.
Sampler.
Yeah. No, I mean, I want to like learn how to make all the sandwiches, because obviously, but yeah, no, I mean, I want to just like be in there. I want to be in my like little shop, and I want to be behind the counter and like, just, yeah, I don't know.
Do you have the outfits already designed?
I don't think that we're necessarily doing, that. I think we have like our something about her, like merch. They'll probably just be like something about her t-shirt and like jeans, you know. Yeah. Casual.
And how'd you come up with the name?
We didn't want anything punny or with the or any kind of sandwich or food name in there. We wanted it to like have something to do with like, we wanted it to sound like a movie title, you know. We wanted it to have that sort of like element to it, but also be able to work into other types of like branding as well.
Did you watch Anyone But You?
Anyone But You.
The Sydney Sweeney movie? Glenn Powell.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Rom-com?
I haven't seen that one.
It was really good.
Like, I haven't watched anything. I haven't watched that, no.
Oh,
I Is it good?
Yeah.
Oh, was it really?
It was like a 2000s rom-com. It reminded me of the olden days.
What? Okay, really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that. I've heard people go, meh.
I don't understand why.
I don't know. I watched Night Swim recently.
I didn't. Wasn't that a horror?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Was it good?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was very okay. The ending sucked.
Yeah.
For that way.
So what do you do now? Like, what's your day-to-day now?
Day-to-day now, I mean, it depends on the day. It depends on the week. I don't have, like, my schedule is so inconsistent, which is frustrating. I can't have a whole lot of routine, I don't know, because, like, right now we're still doing a little bit of posts on the show. And then...
Like, post?
Like, we have our, like, talking head stuff that we do. Because they until they're, like, cutting together episodes, they don't... We're not going to talk about, like, every single thing that we filmed,
mm-hmm.
obviously. so that's what we're working on now. And then the show premieres on the 30th.
January 30th.
So
Bravo.
That brings January 30th on Bravo. And then that obviously introduces some more stuff into the schedule. And then right now it's just been, like, dealing with sandwich stuff stop. Sometimes there's a lot to do. Sometimes it's just like waiting. Okay, we got stuff going on this week. And then there's like a week of like, okay, well, we just got to wait to hear back from this person. And so other than that, I'm just trying to like, it's like the calm before the storm right now.
Yeah. What happens on season premiere day?
You don't know. It's unpredictable. You don't know what's going to come your way.
You know? Are you going to be watching it with anybody?
On the premiere?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a couple friends. I'll have come over and drink wine and celebrate. But yeah,
it's crazy. It's 10 seasons, and you were up for an
no. This is the 11th season.
11 seasons.
Yeah.
What awards have you won?
We were nominated for 2 Emmys.
That's crazy.
I know. We lost.
To who?
Let's
call him out.
What is the show that Ryan Reynolds,
the soccer one, yeah, Wrexham,
they won all of the awards.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Neither have I. But we were like, what's happening here? They won like all of them. So that's who we lost to. I think we lost to them in both categories, which is a bummer. And we're nominated for 2 People's Choice Awards. We're nominated for the show of the year and reality TV show. Like the show there, we're up against like The Bear and like SNL. I'm like, yeah, we're definitely gonna win that one.
I think there's a chance. Are you liking doing your podcast now?
What's that?
Are you liking your podcast?
Yeah. So yeah, now we have the podcast, and I mean that's just like we record one day a week, that, you know, but then we'll like get together and like plan that
episodes. How do you approach it? Do you have like notes?
Yeah, we've got together before and like compiled lists of topics and ideas, and then we'll get together the day before and come up with stuff. So our approach with that is so much fun because we wanted it to feel like, you know, it's a podcast where you're just hanging out with your friends, you know, like it's a girl chat, but you know, guys are welcome too. Guys should be listening because it's a lot of like female perspective on.
Oh, I listened.
Relationship, sex, all the things. So
I am confused about the sugar daddy scam where they want to send you $7,000.
Oh, on TikTok?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. Like on my DMs, I can scroll for. Until my wrist gets tired of men just being like, hey, sweetheart, like, how you doing? Just do you need a sugar daddy? It's not like real. But again, like,
pursue it?
But again, like, why is there so many accounts just in all the girls' DMs trying to pose as sugar daddies? I don't know. It's the weirdest thing ever. But like, what if one of them is real? I don't know.
We'll never find out. Or maybe we will. What about hickeys? Are they in?
I think hickeys are totally in. I think like They're so fun.
Are you wearing a turtleneck for a reason?
No, I don't have any, hickeys. I haven't been making out with anybody lately. It's really, you know, it's been a little, it's been pretty boring.
Have you, when was your last date?
My last date? I'm like, what month is it? It's been a couple months.
Were you the one pursuing it?
Probably. No.
What do you look for now?
In terms of like physicality, it doesn't, like, it varies.
An ogre.
No, it varies.
Shrek.
No, I mean, first of all, I'm not like, I don't care about like height, like truly. As long as they're not weird about it, I don't really care. And I don't really care, like, I'm attracted to so much different, like, I'm always surprised about, like, what, like, if I could show you, like, a lineup of, like, of people that I've been attracted to, and they're, like, you're, like, wow, they're all different. But sometimes, like, there's, like, a through line. But I like people that are ambitious and creative and motivated and funny and good and honest. And I want someone that's just, like, maybe possibly been through some things. They don't need to be divorced, but like someone who's like in a really inexperienced in life, I probably will. I don't want to have to be like raising anybody or showing them things. You know, I want someone to challenge me a little bit. That would be ideal.
What if they have kids?
It would truly depend on the situation. Do you know what I mean? I'm not like opposed to that, but it's like, what is their relationship like with their ex?
And what's a red flag that's a deal breaker for you?
When somebody's never left the country, when somebody has like really bad taste in music.
I love that you love the alt rock.
No, when somebody's like, when their like playlist is like only like Drake.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not like, I like, there's some, there's a lot of rap music I like, but like that's one I'm just like, if you tell me that's your favorite artist, I'm not, no, we're not gonna get along.
Do you like Pierce the Veil?
Yes.
I Prevail.
Love. Yes.
State Champs.
I'm not as familiar, but like I don't not like.
Nothing But Thieves.
Like not like at the top, but yeah.
Taking Back Sunday.
Of course.
Obviously. Simple Plan.
Of course.
Limp Bizkit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Korn, I love.
Oh, wow. Slipknot.
Yep.
Oh, wow. You're hardcore. Linkin Park?
Yeah.
Avenged?
Yeah.
Gym Class Heroes?
Yeah. Finch?
Yes.
Under Oath?
Yes.
AFI?
Yes.
Thrice?
Yes. Those Drive Thru Records,
yeah,
artists.
Brand New.
Yep.
Circa Survive.
Never got into them.
Okay. Rise Against.
Never got into them.
Something Corporate.
Yeah.
Acceptance.
Never got into that. There's like two
you
songs.
You give me Acceptance vibes.
No, no, really? No.
Okay. We the Kings.
Yeah.
Except Escape the Fate.
Yeah. Bloodhound Gang.
Bloodhound Gang.
You don't know?
Of course. But like, what the heck?
They had some really good, really funny songs.
Okay. I know. Yeah, I remember. Dance. Dun, doing like a turbo jet.
January 30th, new season. Mm-hmm. Are you excited?
I'm really excited. I always get really excited for a new season because, you know, mostly because other people are really excited. You know, especially, I mean, I'm a little nervous because coming off of the height of where we left everything off with Scannaval, and just people have been a bit ravenous for more, you know, I just, you don't want to let people down. You don't want to disappoint or anything like that. And I don't think they will, but I think it's always important to bear in mind that, you know, this is sort of still aftermath of everything. It was still processing really complicated things that were happening, and not much life had been lived post everything that happened. So, I mean,
do you think it brought in a brand new audience?
I think so, yeah. Oh, for sure. There's people that had no idea it was what Vanderpump Rules even was. Bravo had like literally posted like, watch these episodes, like they picked episodes from past seasons just so people could do like a fast catch up to bring them up to speed, just so they kind of had some idea of who people were and what everything was, so they could fast track their way to knowing what was going on. But yeah, I think we definitely garnered a whole new audience and new fans of the show, so that's very cool. But I think it's a really good season. I mean, I definitely had fun. I think this is the first year that I wasn't, I don't know, having the worst time ever. I'd be like every year it hasn't been the best time, but you know, I think a lot of that had to do with my past relationship, but I'm not in that anymore. I mean, I did have drama, of course, you know, unfortunately, but mostly I had a lot of fun too.
What's your living situation now?
I live alone.
Do you like it?
I love living alone.
Have you ever?
I have not lived alone since I was 22. I know.
I've had roommates. You're 25 now.
Yeah, right. I had roommates, and then I lived with Tom when I think I moved in with him when I was 26. So this is the first time in over 10 years that I've lived.
Is it an adjustment?
I thought it would be. I thought everything would be so much harder and scarier and sadder and everything. But no, I was so excited to get my own place and decorate it and have everything in it that I wanted and the way I wanted it. There's definitely times where I'm like, I'd really like some company. But those times are much fewer and far between. The only thing I do miss is like having someone to like take the boxes to the
to the trash.
Just someone that I'm like, oh, like it's so much easier. Like, cause you know, I remember like Tom would always do that kind of shit. I'm just like, oh, that's so nice. I don't have to like go to the trash.
It's my job here.
I gotta do it all, but it's fine. I'm an independent woman. I can handle it. But yeah, I know sometimes it would be nice to have a little bit of help, but. I spend less time worrying about that.
Yeah.
Than I thought I would.
Well, you're killing it. I'm excited for the new season. When's your podcast come out? What days?
It's every Wednesday. It's called Disrespectfully.
It's going to be linked down below. Go check it out. Make sure to subscribe and get psyched for the new season. Katie, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Lightweights out. Sick. That was great.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.